The life principle is boundless. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with another thought for today. Today, we're going to give you two of them today. The life principle is boundless. Can you imagine that? What is the life principle? Think about it. The life principle is all the energy in the universe working together as one unit, or working as an infinite number of units. The life principle is as much the allness as anything can be, but think of the life principle as raindrops. Here you have an ocean of rain in the sky, and it's dropping down little raindrops. And every drop of rain is the same as the other drop of rain. Every drop of rain has in it everything the other drop of rain has. Now, from the human point of view, some raindrops have dirt in it, you know. Some raindrops have pollution in it. Some raindrops have more minerals in it than others. Some raindrops have frosty freeze, you know. They have, and they're frozen, and they're what do you call them?
Hail.
Ice balls, you know. And some is just are just big blobs of water. And have you ever heard of it, raining cat and dogs? Mm-hmm. Well, that's really coming down. Really coming down. And have you ever heard of it, piddling rain, just sort of dripping around the ground and turning everything moist and nice and beautiful, which is a gentle type rain and kind of nice too. Well, you see, rain comes in such great variety, and you think to yourself, it's all the same thing. It's all water. Now, why does it express itself in this uniqueness and this unusualness? Well, the life principle is boundless. The way in which the life principle expresses itself is boundless. It can express itself in the allness and the nothingness. And when it expresses itself in the allness, my goodness sakes, it's everything. Now, how can the life principle express itself in allness and yet be the oneness? How can the life principle express itself in allness and yet, if I say only, be the oneness? How can it be that way? Because the life principle is what? And is. The life principle is a pure is without any ramification to it. Who puts into the life principle the imagination it has? You and I. We, the thinker, the creator, we're the ones who create the life principle functioning in the way it functions. Now, life principle is much like the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect is a principle that works, and it works according to what we put in motion for it. If we, now for instance, Gregor was telling me that, why did I say to him he should use I like me, you know? Because he was using I am God, and he's happy using I am God. And I said, well, you want to say I like me because that's the area you're working on right now. You want to say that this body of yours is the most wonderful body in the universe. This body of yours is the healthiest body in the universe, the most complete body in the universe, the most beautiful body, you know, and on and on and on. Now, when you say I like me, that is the issue that comes up. Now, when you say I'm God, well, that doesn't have very much personal direction to your physical body. It doesn't have much personal direction to your physical life. And sometimes you think that it's too general, you know, too generic, and not really applicable to what you're dealing with every day. So, yes, there is a time for I am God, and there is a time for I am all, and there's a time for I like me, I am me. And each of these times is the same, because all time is now, but how do we have it function for us? How do we have it function where I like me is going to bring good results for me? How do we have it function, I'm God, and have good results for me? You see, I am God is not a workforce, you might say. I am God is, would you want to define it?
It's a statement of truth.
That's a good word. A statement of truth. It is purely a statement of truth. It's not an affirmation. It's not a workhorse. It's not something that's going to go out and do something for it. It's purely a statement of truth. Okay, that's what we're saying the life principle is. The life principle is boundless. It's a statement of truth. Now, is one raindrop better than another? Is one raindrop more fulfilled than another? Is one raindrop got more potential in it than the other? No. And this is the same for us. Each one of us is the allness of God, is the allness of the is. Each one of us says, I like me. And the me that you like is different from the me that the next person likes, you see? And the reason it's different is because what are you putting in as a cause? Are you saying, I like me, I am a good skier? Or I like me, I am a good driver? I like me, I'm a good lover, you know? I like me. What are you liking yourself for?
I'm God.
Danke?
I like me because I'm God. I'm divine.
She didn't hear the story, but that's okay. We like ourselves, and we put into motion what we are, and this is the values that we have. Now, when we say, I am God, as I said, it's not a workhorse. It's, what did you say?
It's a statement of truth.
It is a statement of truth. It is a statement of truth. It is not a workhorse.
Like
I like me is a workhorse. I am whole and perfect is a workhorse. See, these are statements that bring about results for you. But a pure statement of truth is not necessarily a workhorse. It's not necessarily something that's going to do something. It is, come on.
A statement of truth.
Yeah,
it's an is.
It's just,
affirmation.
No, it's not an affirmation.
A confirmation,
yeah, but not affirmation is what you want. Mm-hmm. Confirmation is what is, and so we want to make the statement, this is, and that's why I kept saying it's an is when you're saying I'm God, but when you're saying I like me, this is a workhorse, this is an affirmation, this is an activity that puts us, our thinking in motion on our behalf for our highest and best, and this, of course, is what we want to do. So, kind of nice, isn't it? So think about it. The life principle is boundless. And it's up to us how we're going to enjoy that life principle. It's all there. It's all there. There's no adding to it or taking away from it. It's just complete in itself. Now, what we want to do is to work it. I'm giving you, Ingeborg, $1 million. What do you say? And Ingeborg, what are you going to do with that $1 million? Are you just going to say, I have $1 million. I'm rich. I have $1 million. I'm rich. Or are you going to spend it?
Spend it or invest it.
That's spending it. What you're going to do is you're going to activate it. You're going to make it work for you. And this is what affirmations are. Affirmations make the principle work for us. And are you $1 million? Are you a million? Are you a millionaire? I just gave you $1 million. Yes. Okay. But you see, yes, Ellen's got her hand out too. But you see, the thing is, you are not a millionaire from the point of view of a millionaire who has these lovely cars and estates and all that sort of stuff. You know what I mean? All you are is a millionaire as an is. And as an is, you've got everything, but you got nothing. Now, what you want to do is to work that million and invest it and do all the things you want to do because you're afraid that's the only million that you'll ever get. But use it wisely. Let it go for you a long, long ways, and it will. Think on these things. They're pretty great. The life principle is boundless, and it's up to us to put it to work. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.